is the yesodistic machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim about how to deal with the situation of a safik, of uncertainty. Most Rishonim hold that midiraisa, a safik is l'chumra. If I'm not certain about whether halacha permits me or forbids me to perform a particular action, so then I have to assume that the action is forbidden until I have clear evidence that it's permitted. And this is very logical if we were, for example, to use an analogy to compare a transgression in Aveiro to the ingestion of poison. So it makes perfect sense that if the Torah labeled a particular course of action as an Aveiro, and a person is not sure whether what he plans to do is bichlal that or it's not bichlal, so he has to be concerned that maybe it's bichlal, maybe it's an Aveiro, and the chance that it'll be an Aveiro should already deter him from doing the action. So it's very mistaber that a safik should be l'chumra. That's the shita of most Rishonim. The Rambam, however, has a novel shita. The Rambam holds that a safik, according to Torah law, is l'kula. That if I'm not sure whether a particular action is an Aveira, or whether the particular action is not an Aveira, that nothing legally stops me or deters me from doing that action. Even though there's a chance, a 50% chance, let's call it, that the action is an Aveira. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, I'm permitted to go ahead and perform that action. And the Rambam's shita is very, very strange on the surface, because l'cha'ora, how can I be permitted to go ahead and perform an action where there's a chance that it may be an Aveira? It could be that retroactively, when I discover the true identity of this action that I performed, that I'll have done an Aveira. So how can I go ahead and do something which later may be revealed to be an Aveira? How can I put my neshama at such risk? How can I take this chance? So I think the answer for the Rambam may be as follows. We have to understand that the identity of a particular action, the identity of a particular, let's say, piece of food, is not solely dependent upon its history. The identity of an action is also depends upon how that action appears to us. What mask is it wearing? What aura does it give off? Now, something which is vadai in Aveira, meaning something which we are 100% certain about its Aveira status, gives off the aura of being a certain Aveira. So that is one chafza, something which is an Aveira vadois, an action, a course of action, which is an Aveira vadois, has a certain appearance, a certain facade, which it puts on, and by which we recognize it, and that facade is part of its identity. In contrast, a course of action, which is a safik Aveira, has a radically different facade than an Aveira vadois. The facade of a safik Aveira is something which is uncertain, it's unclear, it's murky. That's a different facade, and therefore, a safik Aveira has a different identity than an Aveira vadois, because the facade that the action puts on, the way that we perceive it, actually contributes towards its identity. Now, we can understand why the Rambam says that a safik Aveira is l'kula. When the Torah says that we're not allowed to do an Aveira, so that means we're not allowed to do something which has the identity of an Aveira. In other words, the most pashuta thing that has the identity of an Aveira is something which has the facade of an Aveira vadois, something which appears to us with certainty to be an Aveira. If the Torah were not to tell us anything else, which it doesn't, so any other course of action, or a course of action with any identity other than that of an Aveira vadois, is permitted. Hence, the Rambam holds, because an action which has the facade of being only a safik, an action which exudes an aura of murkiness and of uncertainty, is fundamentally different in its identity than an action which exudes an aura of being a certain Aveira. Therefore, the safik Aveira is something which the Torah never told us is Aser. And if the Torah never told us that it's Asr, then it's Mutar. That would seem to be an explanation of the Shitas HaRambam. Just B'derech Mashal, we can understand as follows. There's such a thing as a Davar Shalim, 100% Asr substance, and there's such a thing as a Tarayves, as a mixture. Some of it is Asr, some of it is Mutar. It's a Chiddush HaTorah, there's a separate Pasuk, that a mixture is Asr, from the Pasuk that a Davar Shalim is Asr. Because they're two separate identities. Something which is 100% one substance, that's what the Torah, when the first, let's say the Torah tells us not to eat treif. So the Torah first tells us don't eat 100% treif. But that doesn't tell us anything at all about something which is 99% treif. Because maybe the thing which is 99% treif, it's a different identity. It's part of a mixture. Something which is part of a mixture is different than an undiluted or an unadulterated substance. So there needs to be a separate pasuk to tell us that not only is something 100% treif asr to eat, but even something which 99% treif is asr to eat. So it's the same thing by safek and vaday. The Torah first needs to tell us that something with the identity, with the facade, with the aura of a vaday avira is asr, and then it's necessary for there to be Nachak Gzeiras HaKasov to teach us that something which has the aura of a Safek Aveira is Asr. And because that second Gzeiras HaKasov is absent, it's lacking, therefore a Safek Aveira is Lekula. That may be Pshat in the Shitas HaRambam. Now what's this Machlokas between the Rambam and most Rishonim related to? The Machlokas is related to a global Shitas HaRambam about the nature of Mitzvahs Derabbanon. And the Rambam holds that we, Klal Yisrael, are obligated to obey and to heed and to observe mitzvahs derabbanon because the pasuk says, Lo yisasur min hadavar asher yagidu l'cha yamun u'smal. You shouldn't stray from that which they tell us, from that which they, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, instruct us, neither right nor left. We shouldn't stray, but rather we should obey, we should heed the commandments of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Loisasur. The Ramban understands that Loisasur is a reference particularly to the Zakin Mamre. It's not a reference to all of Klal Yisrael. What it means is if there's a machlokas in halacha, and a Zakin paskins one way, and the Rav, the Sanhedrin, or Kol HaSanhedrin paskins another way, so the Zakin has to go back and paskin like most of the Sanhedrin. He's not allowed to keep on heeding, or he's not allowed to keep on propounding and expounding upon his own Shita. That's the Ramban's understanding, that it's not binding on all of Klal Yisrael to listen to the Sanhedrin from the Pasuk of Loitasur, but rather it's only a mitzvah on the Zakin Mamre. Frek the Ramban on the Rambam. Frek the Ramban. According to the Rambam, obeying Chazal, observing mitzvahs and dinim derabbanon, is as much of a mitzvah d'oraisa as any other mitzvah d'oraisa. The Torah says, don't eat treif. The Torah says, sit in a sukkah on Sukkis. And the Torah says, listen to the Chachamim. They're all mitzvahs d'oraisa. And therefore, says the Ramban, it's not mistaber for us to be mechalik between mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanon. If the Rambam is correct, that mitzvahs d'rabbanon are all based on leisasur, they're from a pasuk in the Torah, means they have d'oraisa status. So how can we make chilukim all over Shas between d'oraisa and d'rabbanon? For example, how can we say that by dinim d'oraisa, let's say a person sees his rabbi being over on what appears to him to be an iser d'oraisa, he's supposed to protest and give his rabbi toichacha even before the rabbi completes doing what he's done. As I state the Gemara in Erevin. But, says the Gemara, if he sees his Rebbe doing what appears to him to be an Isser Derabbanon, so then he's supposed to wait, let his Rebbe finish, and only afterwards is he supposed to ask, Rebbe, wasn't that an Isser? A chiluk between a Din D'oraisa and a Din D'rabbanon. Frek the Ramban, their chiluk is unjustified. If all the Rabbanons have the chumrah of the D'oraisas because they're based on the Pasuk of Leitasur. Another chiluk between the D'oraisas and the D'rabbanons. Safik d'oraisa is lechumra. That's a halacha, regardless of whether, and safik d'rabbanon is lekula. In fact, the Ramban, if all the Rabbanans are based on Laitasur, so then it means that every Safik Derabbanan is also a Safik Deraisa, so it should be L'chumra. Now, the Rambam's answer to this Kasha of the Ramban is critically connected to his Shita about Safik Deraisa. The Rambam holds that a Safik Deraisa is Lakula, because its identity is different than an Avera Vadai. An Avera Vadai is Aser Midiraisa. A Safik Avera, which has a different identity because it exudes a different aura and has a different facade, is Mutter Midiraisa. Why do we say Safik Diraisa Lahachmir for the Rambam? Because the Rabbanan made a Gzera that we should be Machmir. Min HaTorah, only an action which has the facade of an Avera Vadais is Aser. And the Rabbanan were Geyser, that even an action which has the facade of murkiness of a Safik Avera should also be Aser. Now, we have a principle in general that says that a single Gzeira we make, but we don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. We don't make a Derabbanon on top of another Derabbanon. So by Dinim D'Araisa and Sveikos D'Araisa, we can say that it's a single Gzeira. The Torah says don't eat treif. The Rabbanon say don't eat Safik treif. But let's say that it's a Safik of an Avera D'Rabbanon. If it's a Safik of an Avera D'Rabbanon, so then it becomes, number one, the Avera itself is Derabbanon, and number two, the Safik Lahachmir is Derabbanon. That would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Therefore, says the Rambam, that Derabbanons were Mekel be Safik simply because of the rule of Ein Gozrim Gzeira L'Gzeira. And that explains the chiluk between the Araises and the Derabbanons, in spite of the fact that all mitzvahs Derabbanon are based on Loi Tasur. Because even within Loi Tasur, there's a rule that Chazal refrained from being Gozer Gzeira L'Gzeira. Whereas, according to most Rishonim, according to the Ramban, the Chiluk is as follows. Midi Araisa Safik is Lahachmir. That's very mistaber, because we have to avoid the possibility of having done an Avera. We have to avoid doing something which may be revealed, right, in the end of the day, to be an Avera. Then why do we say Safik Derabbanon Lahakel? And after all, shouldn't we also have to avoid doing something, right, which may, in the end of the day, turn out to be a transgression of an Issa Derabbanon? So over there, there's different answers. We can say that Chazal chose that they were Gozer in order to magnify and to amplify the understanding that Derabbanon and Deraisa are different, because that's very important for it to be clear to everybody that there's that the Rabbanans are not a Toisefes, that they're not an Avera of Loi Toisef, of adding on to Tyras Moshe Rabbeinu. So in order that it should be clear that the Rabbanans are only the Rabbanon, and that they're not the Araisas, that they're not really additions to the mitzvahs, Tariyak mitzvahs HaTorah, so Chazal were misaking many differences between the Araisas and the Rabbanans. And one of those is that they said that the Rabbanans are only Aser when it's a massive Avadai, but in a situation of Safik, so Chazal were misaking that we should be Mekel, meaning that they removed, or they refrained from creating an Isser in a situation of Safik, and that's Pshat and why Safik D'Araisa L'Hachmir, D'Rabbanan L'Hakel for the Rambam, and why D'Araisa L'Hachmir, D'Rabbanan L'Hakel for the Ramban and for most Rishonim. For the Rambam, the default is that everything is L'Hakel, and then there's a Gzeira of Chazal to be Machmir by Dinam D'Araisa, but by Dinam D'Rabbanan it will be a Gzeira L'Gzeira, and therefore we're going to be Mekel like the default status. For the Ramban, everything Be'etzem should be Machmir. So that's why Deraisas are just the default setting that were Machmir by them. And then Derabbanans were Mekel, not because it's deserved for us to be Mekel, but rather because the Chachamim themselves instituted that we should be Mekel in those circumstances, lest we confuse Derabbanans with Deraisas and think that Chazal and the Sanhedrin that were misaking them were coming to be Moisif on Tiras Moshe Rabbeinu.